Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. Broadcasting today from Studio A. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy another evening of informative, engaging, and exciting news and information from the Private Officer Organization. Good evening and welcome to another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Glad you have joined us on this Monday evening, the 7th of November. I'm your host, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement association, and we're glad that you have joined us here for this edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Well, we're very glad to have made it through that one-hour time change. I hope that you remembered to turn your clock back and you had a chance to sleep in a little extra this weekend. For those of us who are working, we didn't quite make it through that extra hour, but we hope that some of you did have a chance to sleep in Sunday morning. We've had quite the week. This Monday has been a Monday of all Mondays. We won't go into that with you, but it's been quite the day. Busy, busy, busy as always. And thankfully, luckily, we made it through the Halloween weekend without too much drama, without too many officers being injured. But we'll tell you about that here shortly. We have a lot coming up to tell you about on this show. We have a lot happening in the next few weeks. And I really don't want to bring this up, especially here on this program. But if you haven't already started, you might want to start your shopping for Christmas. It's going to be Christmas in 6 weeks. What? Yeah, really. Oh, about maybe 7 weeks. It is just unbelievable how time has flying. I mean, it's been flying all year long. And every place you go, stores have been dressed for Christmas for weeks, long before Halloween was even over. And I've worked in retail before, and I can tell you that stores usually have their Christmas stuff out by the third week of October, which is, I don't know, to me it seems like a little bit too early. I really don't want to start thinking about Christmas much before about the middle of December. But that's just me. I'm a guy. All right, well, seriously, we got to get on to serious things because we have a lot to talk about tonight. We have a lot to go over, and we have a lot coming up. And so let's just get into the show. We do have a few incidents to tell you about that's happened over the weekend. A security officer was shot and killed in Chicago, Illinois. He was on duty at a phone store when four men attempted to rob the store, armed with both automatic rifles and semi-automatic pistols. Heavy barrage and exchange of gunfire there at that particular location. Three people, including the security officer, was killed, shot down there at the store. The security officer was shot several times. He'd only been on the job for 3 weeks. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries. Also in San Antonio, a security officer was shot at a nightclub early this morning while sitting in a vehicle with another person, a 18-year-old, used a shotgun to fire upon the security officer, striking him. The security officer is in good, stable condition, but the 18-year-old suspect committed suicide shortly afterwards before San Antonio PD could apprehend him. We also had a security officer in San Antonio who was the victim of an assault at another nightclub over the weekend. A vehicle tried to run him over, and he fired several shots at the vehicle, possibly striking the person. Also in Texas, again over the weekend, if you live in Texas, you work in Texas, I'm telling you, be on the alert. Be prepared, because there's a lot of activity involving private security in Texas. There's a lot of private security officers on duty in that great big state, the Lone Star State, and a lot of criminal element, a lot of contact between criminal element and security. So if you can vest up, vest up. Wear your vest at all times. Be on your guard. But another incident also this weekend in Texas, a security officer at a game room became the victim of an armed suspect who shot it out with security during a robbery attempt. Security was able to wound one of the suspects. Police are looking for them now. No other details as to any injuries to security. But we know that there's been six or seven incidents. There was an incident in Mississippi this weekend where security came under fire. There was an incident in Maryland and several other states. And armed confrontations continue to be on the rise between private security and the criminal element. So be on high alert, be on guard, and if you can, vest up. Wear a vest at all times. Next week, we have a very, I think this is going to be a very touching show. We want to tell you about that and invite you to be a guest on the show. The title of our show next week, on the 14th, it'll be a long show, an extended program. It's called Victim with a Badge, and we'll be talking about law enforcement, firefighters, medics, and private security who are often victims of the criminal element, victims of assault and even death, as well as the physical traumatic part of our job and how it affects the family, the minds of the officers. We'll be talking all about that next week with several guests. We'll also have a roundtable. If you would like to participate and you've been a victim of crime while on the job, while performing your duties as a security or law enforcement officer, we invite you to send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com, and we'd love to have you to be part of this special program next Tuesday, the 14th, at 7:30 p.m. on the East Coast. Victims with the Badge. And thanks to Ken Kingman, he brought that subject up. One of our great friends in the big state of Montana, Big Sky Country. And we have mentioned this a number of times on other shows. I don't think we've ever done a specific program about the victimization of private security and law enforcement and those who wear the badge. So next week, we'll be talking about victims with the badge. We've already had a number of responses to our emails that were sent out today by our office, and we hope to have a great show. It may even extend into a two-parter. So join us next Monday, and of course, if you have been a victim or if the job has affected your family life in some way, please send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. We'd love for you to be part of the show, be part of the roundtable discussions happening next week. Also, if you'd like to write into us and have us announce any type of training, any type of events happening in your area, your birthday, anniversary, or your divorce, we'll be happy to announce that free of charge, send us an email here at radio@privateofficer.com. Radio@privateofficer.com. We'll be glad to make those announcements to our listening audience completely free of charge to you. We have a number of listeners and others who have emailed us over the last month, all of a sudden, out of the blue, asking if our shows are cataloged or stored on demand someplace, and they are. If you are listening to us from the Blog Talk Radio website, then you can go in and listen to every show that we've recorded. That's there. It's cataloged and held forever and a day for you on demand, free of charge. You can also listen to our programs at iTunes and at several other digital download sites. So, if, you know, you want to pay $1 or $2, whatever they charge, you can do that. Or if you want to listen free, just listen here on our website. But they will be there. Every show is cataloged and held there on demand for your listening pleasure at any hour, day or night, home or at work, wherever you might be. I know we have a number of listeners who download it to their iPod and other devices and listen to it while they're driving or at work or wherever. And all that's great. We appreciate you listening to our shows, but we hope that you're doing it in a safe manner. We don't want your attention to be drawn away from your job or away from driving, heaven forbid. But we do appreciate your questions, and if you have any other questions while we're on the air or afterwards, you're listening to a podcast tonight or later this week, next month, you can send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. I'll personally answer it, and if you need an on-the-air reply, we'll be happy to do that as well. If you're listening for the first time or you're not familiar with the Private Officer International Association and you're not sure about where we're located at, what we do, you can follow us at our main website, www.privateofficer.com, www.privateofficer.com. Right there from the homepage, you can link to our forums. We have a great forum going on, about 650-some-odd members, lots of different conversations, pictures, videos, a lot of networking and interchanging of ideas, conversation from security, loss prevention, law enforcement, and not just from this country, but from a number of other countries as well. And so right there off the main page, you can link to our forums and join up today. It doesn't cost a dime, free of charge. You can also follow us on our Facebook right there from our main homepage. You can link to our Facebook, a lot of information there as well. We're also on LinkedIn. If you're one of those people who prefer LinkedIn to Facebook or Twitter, you can also go to LinkedIn. We're all over there. We also have a great following on Twitter. Every news item that we publish, every press release that we send out is also dispatched to Twitter automatically. So go to our webpage at privateofficer.com and link on to Twitter, Facebook, our forums, or the news link. We update the news several times a day. We are the only private security law enforcement news site in the country, possibly in the world. That format will be changing after the first of the year. It will have its own website and web address. It'll be privateofficernews.com. And you'll be able to follow our news free of charge. And like I said, Twitter is really a great thing. If you just want a quick tweet as to what's happening, what's going on, who got injured, blah, 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 that's a great thing to be part of, especially if you have a smartphone where you can have it on your phone and just get a little tweet as to what's going on. Hey, I don't know if you were watching this weekend. Some of you may not be much of a football fan. I admit, I'm not either. But this weekend, something very funny. Of course, the security officer didn't think it was funny, but something kind of funny happened. New York Giants was playing the New England Patriots. I'm from New England, so of course, you know, hey, yeah, I gotta watch, you know, gotta watch the Patriots, you know what I'm saying, yeah. But during the game, during the New York Giants game, they were playing the Patriots. Cornerback Corey Webster for the Giants, he was really frustrated, having a bad game. He's had a couple of bad games. He was just at the New York end zone, and he started punching away. And he was right at the goalpost. And at the same time he was punching, a security officer who was behind the goalpost stuck his head around at the wrong moment. And Corey connected into the face of the security officer, popped him in the security in the face, and the security officer's head went back and hit the goalpost. He didn't know what was going on, I'm sure. But Corey did apologize, shook hands right away, and explained that no foul and all that good stuff, and they made up, and he went about his business. And unfortunately, New York Giants, well, they did win. They beat the Patriots 24-20 at the final moments, just at the end of the game, only a few moments left. They were able to pull ahead 24-20. But that was it was just really bizarre how the security officer stuck his head around the goalpost at the wrong time. And Corey's fist connected with the security officer's face. But no injuries. Everything was cool. It's just one of those things that happened, but it was kind of bizarre to be watching, and all of a sudden the officer sticks his head around the goalpost and gets popped. Things that happen, I'll tell you. Well, we hope that everyone's been having a good week, a good weekend. And we have just a lot going on here. We've got a big 6 weeks, 7 weeks left of the year. We've got a lot of things planned, and we want you to be part of it. And because of that, we have a conference call scheduled for this week, and we'll have another conference call scheduled in a couple of more weeks, and we'll be talking about a lot of different things. But on the conference call Thursday evening, if you haven't received an email, you should have. Maybe you're not part of our email blast, our database. Just go to our website and sign up for the news blast, and you'll get all of the information, all of the press releases sent to you automatically. But if you haven't received that notice, our conference call that we're having this week will be Thursday, November the 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know if that's Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Time. I know we're on the East Coast. So if you're on the West Coast, on the Pacific Time, you're 3 hours behind us. If you're Central Time, you're 1 hour behind us. If you're Mountain Time, I think you're 2 or 3 hours behind us. And if you're like my friends there in Australia, you're a whole day behind us. We've got folks from Australia, Canada, and Ireland who will be on this call. I'm very excited about this. They say that they will make it. I know that in Ireland it'll be in the wee hours of the morning, and in Australia it will be about lunchtime, I believe, of the next day. We'll be on Thursday. They'll be on Friday. But we've got a lot of folks signed up for this conference call, so we're excited about it. We'll be talking about the state director's position, what we're doing with these positions, and what their duties will be, and how it will adversely affect some areas of the organization, and how it will enhance some areas of the organization. We'll also be talking about putting together a couple of new committees. We're looking for volunteers to be on the award committee, and we're also looking for a couple of other committee heads. We'll be talking about that on the conference call Thursday. We'll also finish up our discussion on the officer down response teams. If you've taken some training, if you've been on the other calls with me, we invite you to make sure that you're on this call Thursday night, because we're going to be wrapping up the officer down response team information and moving ahead with that immediately. And if you're still interested, please be on the call. We'll also be talking about some new services that we will be initiating. Very excited about several of those. We'll be talking about some training items coming up, and also some new legislation and our progress with the number of states making assault on a security officer a felony. So lots of stuff to be talking about on Thursday. You won't want to miss it. If you are interested in joining us on the call but you did not get an email, grab a pen, and I'll give you the phone number to call in. Someone emailed me just now and said, do I need to have a computer for this because I'm out of town? No, you don't. This is a telephone conference call. Telephone conference call. All that you need is a telephone, cell phone, or hard line. The call-in number is area code 712-432-0800. Again, that call-in number is area code 712-432-0800. It will ask you for your PIN number. That PIN number is 843-081. 843-081. We'll also be having another conference call. It's a business conference call on November the 23rd, just one day before Thanksgiving. We may have to move that to the 22nd, but we will be sending out information on that day and time coming up, so be looking for that as well. And we will be right back.
27, I've got both the victim and the suspect here on 33 just. 1-3-34, be advised, 33-37 and associate with the suspect and the victim.
Just west. 21, 3 wave 172, no water warrant.
21, Roger.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. Had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
27, I've got both the victim and the suspect here on 33 just.
1-3-34, be advised, 33-37, associate with the suspect and the victim. Just west.
21, 3 wave 172, no water warrant.
21, Roger.
2-41, cancel 2-15, I'll be on our 12 with somebody's business.
3-20, we're verifying the EDC of suspect. Give me a trip.
7-21, I'm suspected 2-18. I'm
not trouble on Wall Street.
We're handling
it. 2-18, cancel 172-084-2821 is code 6.
All right, we are back live with you here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. We have another email here asking us about the conference call. Will it be recorded for playback? We will attempt to do that. We will attempt to record all of our conference calls in the future so that we can put it on our website for playback. We have been talking about simulcasting it as well on the radio show. So we will attempt to do that for you this time, but if not, definitely on the next conference call. Again, That number is 712-432-0800. That's the call-in number. And the PIN number is 843-081. We have a great supervisor training coming up. This will kick off either the end of this week or beginning of next week. It is a four-part training. This training actually sells for about $200. It will cover initial structure of supervision, the corporate structure of management. It will cover duties of each position of a supervisor, starting with shift supervisor, site supervisor, patrol supervisor, operations manager, district manager, branch manager, so on and so forth. We'll also be talking about interacting with personnel. We'll be talking about disciplinary. We'll be talking about being a training officer as part of that, and a number of other things. We'll also have several tabletop discussions where everyone has a chance to speak up and give their opinion, as well as some scenarios that we'll be working through online. So if you haven't signed up and you are a private officer member in good standing, just go to our website at www.privateofficer.com, sign up today. If you're not a member, you can either become a member and get this for free, or you can pay just $25. $25. It is a $200 value, but you can pay just $25, and you can join the training. Go to our website at privateofficer.com. Also, if you have registered to be part of the training club, we have a great monthly training club. You've heard of book clubs? Well, you know, this is training club. Once a month, you'll get a training subject sent to you. It will break it down from subject content, and also there'll be some interactive parts to it. You can sign up for that at our website, also at www.privateofficer.com. That will be coming out every month between the 12th and 15th. So if you're already signed up for it, next week you'll get your first edition of the training club. So a lot of training stuff going on. We also have a number of free training seminars set up. We hope to knock one more out. We're working on that for this year. We have several free ones that we're setting up for next year, as well as paid ones. If you own a business, if you are the owner of a security training school, academy, we invite you to have us come over and do a training for you, as well as speak about the association. Also, if you are a training officer, you own a training school, an academy, we have a new association that we started a few months ago called the International Private Security Trainers Association. We'd love for you to sign up for that. Some of the great benefits include training, a newsletter, Train the Trainer series, some resources, and some other things. We are connecting trainers, schools, regulators, officers, colleges. We're connecting everyone under one umbrella training association, and we've got a lot of great things planned for that. You won't want to miss it. Just go to our website at www.privateofficer.com. Remember that this is a member-driven business, and just like a store or a restaurant, if customers don't come in to buy, the business will close up. And that is exactly how an association works. So if you are listening and your membership has lapsed, it's expired, you haven't renewed it, we need for you to renew it ASAP. We need for you to take advantage of the many great discounts. We have lifetime membership discounts right now. We have lots of training discounts. We have a payment plan for training, all sorts of things happening. Just go to our website at www.privateofficer.com. If you like what you hear and you like what you see, then by all means, we need your support. I've heard so many people after a restaurant or business has closed that said, wow, they had such great food. They had such great products, great prices. Why did they close? Well, obviously they had all these things, but people just didn't shop them enough, didn't participate in their sales, didn't support them. The community wasn't behind them, and they eventually closed up. Don't let that happen to Private Officer International if you like what we do. Go to our website at www.privateofficer.com and take advantage of the numerous discounts and sales going on today. We also have a number of CD, DVD type trainings available if maybe you're interested in that for your company. We have those on the website as well. We have a number of major capital projects in the works, and they need to be funded. Rather than borrowing money or going for a loan or begging for donations, all that we ask is that you support us through your membership and your purchases so that we can complete these projects that we're working on, including a permanent officer memorial for those killed in the line of duty. So just go to our website and help us out there. You can also donate. We are a nonprofit organization. If you would like to donate there on the website, you can do it. All right, this week we have a number of birthdays that we need to announce and a couple of, anniversary. And let me see, do we have any graduates of our class? Nope, no graduates this week, but we do have plenty of folks taking courses, so we'll be announcing those names in the upcoming shows. But birthdays this week: Peter France of Minneapolis, Minnesota is 42. Kevin O'Reilly, Baltimore, Maryland is 29. Good Irish name there. Susan Holton, Newport Richey, Florida is 55. Happy birthday, Susan. Dean of Memphis, no age and no last name, but happy birthday to you as well. Kelly Thompson in Long Beach, California is 45. Lonnie Summers, 33. He is in Bristol, Connecticut. I understand they had a little snow up there last week. Corius Hughes in Birmingham, Alabama. No age for him either. John Forsberg in Lenox, South Dakota, a member of our association. Lon Higley, Danville, Kentucky. Happy birthday to you, Lon. Lou Hoffman in Lancaster, Ohio. Happy birthday to you. Tracy Bennett in Philadelphia, PA. And Keith Sherman in Lake Wales, Florida. Happy birthday to you, Becky and Paul Stone. Happy 14th anniversary. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to all of you tonight. We hope that you've enjoyed your special day. We don't have any graduates of our classes to announce at this time, but we do have plenty of folks taking training. If you would like to really move on with a security career, you would like to be a supervisor, be a manager, be a director, you need the education as well as the experience, and we have some great courses. Check them out at privateofficer.com/academy. We have also begun advertising or allowing advertising on our web. If you have a business of any type and you are a member of the association, we offer you a substantial discount. If you're not a member, you can still advertise at very, very low rates. Send us an email at brianhill@privateofficer.com or go to our website and check out the rates. The ad will be a display ad on our website as well as a radio ad, all inclusive for one price, one low price, one low price. So check it out. Go to our website at privateofficer.com. All right, over in the news real quick, in Tennessee, just outside Knoxville, Tennessee today, a customer went into a pawn shop, looked at a shotgun, took some shells out of his pocket, and then began shooting customers and an employee. According to the wire, the news wire, an employee fired back, shooting the 62-year-old man, unsure if he was killed or not. Police at the Dulles Airport, that's just right over the D.C.-Virginia line in Sterling, Virginia, say that they arrested a man today that was found strolling through the airport terminal naked. He not only took off his belt and his shoes, but he took off everything. Everything. And they said that they have taken him for medical treatment, but I'm assuming it's more like psychological treatment. Police officer Daniel Clark was killed today. Officer Clark had been injured in San Bernardino, California. They say that he had an ankle injury, but unfortunately, after being treated, he developed a clot, which killed him. Detective Michael Morgan in Newark, New Jersey, was killed this morning during a robbery while off duty. While protecting another person, Officer Morgan was also shot and critically wounded. Police are still looking for the suspect in that shooting. U.S. Marshals say that they, along with Virginia local police, arrested more than 700 fugitives in Virginia. Police say that Virginia is a hiding place for many fugitives from the U.S. and other countries. It is a metropolitan and a rural state all at the same time with many hiding places. It also offers many jobs and a great opportunity for legitimate and illegitimate folks moving to the state. A off-duty Chicago police officer was stabbed to death by her grandson this weekend, according to police. The grandmother, Hester Scott, had taken her grandson in to raise him because he was a problem. But unfortunately, the officer came home and found the young man skipping school. The 15-year-old, Kashawn Perkins, erupted into a rage, smashed the officer in the head with a lamp, and then stabbed her multiple times with a knife that he had taken from the kitchen. The officer succumbed to her injuries, and police have the 15-year-old suspect in custody. Terrible, terrible thing. The officer was trying to help out her grandson. In Portland, Oregon, a park ranger, a city park ranger, was trying to subdue and arrest a man who was armed with a knife. Sunday at Forest Park, police say that the armed suspect, 50-year-old Patrick Gerald O'Donnell, and the park ranger stumbled 70 feet down, 70 feet during the tussle. Both the park ranger and the suspect was injured, but other park rangers were able to take the suspect into custody. He had a 6-inch knife and tried to attack two of the park rangers. According to the Newswire, neither park ranger was armed. Park rangers in the city of Portland do not carry firearms. However, they were able to subdue the man. In Baltimore, Maryland, a security officer was able to assist police in the apprehension of two men who stole copper from the Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. Police say that the security officer noticed the gentleman hopping a fence, notified police. Baltimore County Police, along with a helicopter and numerous officers, chased the men into the nearby woods. They arrested David Allen Pritt and charged him with burglary, theft, malicious destruction of property, and a second suspect is also wanted but was not captured at the time. Also in the news tonight, a employee at a gas station was fired. Police say that he then went and got a gun in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, came back and shot his manager, Richard Dixon, police say. The suspect then shot and killed himself in the parking lot. Terrible. West Virginia, a TSA officer has filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, as well as TSA. Gina Simmons filed a lawsuit after she said she was sexually harassed by her supervisor. She notified her manager and others at TSA, but no one did anything about it. She's seeking unspecified damages in the lawsuit, and we will be following this and keep you updated as we see the news on this. A fugitive security officer from Texas who killed his live-in girlfriend made it to Florida, and police said over the weekend he stole a boat from an acquaintance, was trying to make his way back to Cuba, his home country. A pursuit by the U.S. Coast Guard and other law enforcement agencies ensued, and the fugitive security officer shot and killed himself at sea. He has been identified as Noel Sosa Ruiz, and police say that the 41-year-old Sosa was trying to make his way back to Cuba in the boat when the shooting occurred. Something that came up today, and this was brought up also on the forums. You might want to go there and check it out. A family in Tulsa has filed a undisclosed lawsuit against a church. According to the family of George Klingscale III, the young 24-year-old man died in an unsanctioned boxing match at the church. He left behind a 2-year-old daughter and a fiance who was about to give birth to their second child. The young man was a boxer at an event that was supposed to raise funds at a Christian church in Oklahoma. According to the lawsuit, it was a boxing match that was supposed to be held, or it was held, in the church parking lot. And it had been there for 6 years. 6 years. They had been fighting, boxing out into the parking lot and raising money. However, on this particular night, Mr. Klingscale succumbed to injuries that he sustained during the boxing match. Now, his family is suing the church for holding an unsanctioned boxing match and asking for unspecified money. We asked on the forums, if you thought that the church had any liability in this, do you think that they're responsible? I mean, they didn't kill the man. It wasn't something that they did negligently. It was just an unfortunate situation. Or was it? We're asking for your opinions on the forums. If you'd like to go to our forums at www.privateofficer.com, click on the link for the forums and let us know what you think. We'll be talking about this over the next couple of days on the forums, and we'd love to hear what you think about that. Also in the news today, two security officers in Indianapolis, Indiana, was injured at the Circle Center Mall. They were fighting a vehicle fire inside a garage, trying to keep it from spreading to other vehicles, when they were succumbed by heavy smoke. They didn't die, but they were injured. Had to be treated for smoke inhalation. And also, police say that they had to almost be corralled to come out because they wanted to extinguish the fire. So, you know, on one hand, we recognize the valiant efforts of the security officer. On the other hand, sometimes you just got to know when enough is enough and get out before you get hurt. But good job on the part of the security officers, and we're glad that they weren't more seriously hurt, because, you know, fires can, especially with vehicle fires, things can happen real quick. Gas tanks can blow up, and they were inside of a garage. I remember a tunnel fire that I was at one time. One car blew up, and several cars blew up, and before you know it, the whole tunnel was on fire. And that could have very well happened there in the garage. We'll be right back.
27, I've got both the victim and the suspect here. 1FP34, be advised, 93, 27, associate with the suspect and the victim. West.
Hey, 1, 3, wave 172, no water warrant.
21, Roger.
2F21,
cancel 2F, email me on our 12, 20, 20, verifying the EDD suspect, give him a trip.
21, I'm just 2F, I'm on trouble on Wall Street, we're handling.
The Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us today. We have not talked about this for a while, but we are in the process of putting together a book called The Security in Motion. And you can be a contributor. You can be an instant author by writing 200 plus words, which is really just, you know, a very brief couple of paragraphs about an incident or situation that you've experienced in your career as a private security officer. It can be funny. It can be something that is serious. It can be an injury you've sustained. It could be something that you've done to help someone. We would like for it to be in first person, so don't write about somebody else. Write about yourself. And we will include it in the book. We've held off publishing it because we really have a lot going on, and we wanted to give everyone a chance to get involved and be part of this book. The book will be published next year at this point, and all funds will be donated to the Private Officer Benevolent Fund, which is going to help those involved in the officer down response teams to be able to really assist security officers in their neighborhood, in their area. So if you'd like to be involved, just send us an email with 200-400 word first person, something that you've been involved in, something that you've done in your security career, and we will include it in Security in Motion, a book about the life of a private security officer. Send it to adminassist@privateofficer.com. adminassist@privateofficer.com. Well, I said a few moments ago that I've got a number of things that we want to announce on Thursday on the conference call. And I will tell you that one of the great things that we really are looking forward to for next year is we have a number of people now interested in chapters. We have a number of people now interested in shooting teams. We have a number of people now interested in putting together honor guards. So we're very excited about that. If you are interested in getting involved, we definitely, we welcome you. Just be on the conference call Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about. We really do. And I'll tell you, you won't want to miss it. You really won't. We'll be talking about so much. If you weren't with us a few moments ago when we went over the topics, I'll tell you real quick, we were talking on the conference call on Thursday about the state director's positions, putting together a new award committee, and we've got a couple other committees that we're looking to have somebody head. We'll be talking about the officer down response teams, some new services coming on, some great new benefits that we're adding to our already huge benefit package for membership, training, and some new legislation that we are dealing with a number of states with. And we'll also be updating you on a number of other exciting things, so you won't want to miss the conference call. That number, again, to call in on the conference call is 712-432-0800, and it will ask for a PIN number, and that is 843-081, 843-081. You won't want to miss it. If you signed up for any of our training, you know that we've got some great training to offer, and we'll be talking about some other great training opportunities coming up on the conference call. I also want to just touch base real quick about the franchise situation. If you have ever thought about being in business for yourself, if you've ever looked into owning a security company, now is a great time. Security is highly, highly in demand, no matter where you live. And we invite you to be part of the new Private Officer Security Corporation franchises. It's a sister company, and no gimmicks, no strings. This is an opportunity for you to be involved, be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. We are still giving away one more franchise. If you are interested, we ask that you research general information about franchises, you know, how they operate, so that you have kind of a, you know, little heads up, and send a little email on why you want to be in the security business, what you can bring to the table, you know, anything else that you want to include. And the only cost for you, there'll be no franchise fee for you whatsoever, but the only cost will be your startup license and insurance and anything else that you need for your office. But this is a great opportunity. Really, it really is. Send it to adminassist@privateofficer.com. Adminassist@privateofficer.com. If you've been thinking about being in business for yourself, now is the time. You won't want to miss this opportunity. We will assist you every step of the way. And, we'll walk you through it from point A to point Z, all the way through it. So be part of it and send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
27, I've got both the victim and the suspect here. 33 just...
134, be advised, 33 and 27 associates with the suspect and the victim. This, West.
21, 3 wave, 172, no water warrant.
21, Roger. 2 out of 41, cancel 2 out of 15, I'll be on 12 with some of these visits.
3, 20, we're verifying the EDD suspect. Give him trouble.
7, 21, I'm suspected, 2 out of 15.
All right, we are back with you live on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Carl just sent us an email, and he wanted to find out if there were payment plans for our training that we're offering on the Internet, some of our certification courses. And yes, there are. There are payment plans for anyone, member or non-member of the association right now. Just go to our training segment of the website at privateofficer.com/academy, Enroll today, and you'll be contacted by our training department, and they will set you up on a comfortable payment plan for you. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com/academy and enroll today, and we will gladly offer you payment arrangements. Also, Frank emailed, and he was wondering about, I mentioned about having a daytime conference call. And yes, we will also set up a daytime conference call. If we cannot record this conference call on Thursday, we will set up one early next week during the day for those of you who work second or third shift and might miss the conference call this week. And we will do that for you as well. We are going to wrap up our show for tonight. Don't miss the LP Zone, the Loss Prevention Zone show, coming up midweek, and be with us live next Monday night, the 14th, for Victim with a Badge. You won't want to miss that. And be on the conference call on Thursday. Lots to talk about. If you are on the Officer Down Response teams, you want to finish up that conversation, be sure that you join us on the conference call as well. If you're interested in the state director's position, then be on the conference call. If you want to find out about, you know, a couple of new exciting services and member benefits being offered, be on the conference call. Hey, just be on the conference call. Simple as that. Thanks for joining us tonight here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. We're glad that you were with us. We didn't have a training tonight because we've got a lot of information to share with you on Thursday. And I know you won't want to miss that, so be sure that you're there. All right, until then, we'll see you back here on the LP Zone. Be safe. Be blessed. And be back here on the radio for the LP Zone Wednesday. Until then, God bless.